I'm a little worried about
when you're ready. You want to pick that up for just a second? You want to stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I brought the glasses today.
Between me having to go in for some cancer surgery probably later this month, and then being planning on being in Reno, I'm about shot for the rest of almost the rest of the year.
Okay.
This time is for public comment. This period is devoted for comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on the individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes for September 11th?
I'll so move we approve the minutes for September 11th.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Do I have an approval, motion to approve the agenda for October 9th?
I make a motion to approve the October 9th agenda.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. That was everybody. Page. Informational items. We would love to receive a report from the Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department.
Ken Smith, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. Hello again, everybody. For last month, we ended up with 8 medical calls. One of those resulted in a flight out. On the fire side, we ended up with 4 fires, 1 vehicle, and multiple structures. Not really a whole lot of loss except for the vehicle. The structures were, for the most part, not being lived in at the time. So. It's been an interesting month. We have the Saturday, the health and happiness. I won't say wealth, but we're not making that much. So, chili cook-off, guest speakers, things like that. We're still going to do it here at the park and community center. It's going to be a bit crowded. We were expecting to have some of the grass area over here, but it doesn't look like that worked out in our favor. So short of that, anyone have questions for me? I thank you very much.
Thank you. Can we receive a report from Metro?
Good evening, everybody. Jeff Dean, Sergeant here for State Line Resident Section. For those of you who haven't met me yet, this is only my second meeting. As far as crime goes, you know, other than just your average run-of-the-mill disturbances, domestic violence kind of stuff, we don't have any distinguished crime trends going on. As far as that's concerned, does anyone have any questions that they would like to ask of me? Awesome.
Thank you. Is there anybody from Sandy Valley Schools that can give us a report?
I have nothing to report. If you have any,
Nobody else?
I'm in my own little world now.
Okay. How about Parks and Recreation?
Megan is holding her craft on October 22nd. It is a candy holder, witch's feet. 6 p.m. here. We have a new scheduled volleyball game, October 17th, 5 p.m. at the school. And if anybody missed the volleyball fan cloth order, you're more than welcome to get a hold of one of the girls and make an order until the 15th of October.
And those orders are all online?
Oh, yes. Orders are all online. I'm not doing any cash. So.
Sean, what time is that game on the 17th?
5.
Okay.
Oh, one other thing. Our last home game, is it the 18th?
20.
Or 19?
19. The last one?
19. 19? The 19th is our senior night, if you guys want to come. That's a varsity only, I believe. I don't know, my thing's in there. I forgot to bring it out.
No, we've got JV and varsity.
JV, so 4 and 5?
Mm-hmm.
4 and 5, yeah.
3 and 4.
Oh, they changed that. 3 and 4.
3 and 4. I'll double check that.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's posted out there on the board, too.
It's scientifically proven our team does better when y'all are there to cheer for us.
Yes.
Just telling you.
Scientifically, huh?
Scientifically.
Scientifically.
I've come to a lot of games.
Thank you. Now we would love to receive a report from Valley Electric.
Hello, everyone. Ryan Lucia with Valley Electric and Valley Communications. I'm excited to announce that our kiosk is fully up and running as of today, the payment kiosk. So it accepts cash, credit card, debit card, and checks. Really simple. If you guys need any help using it, give us a call. It's just right there at the warehouse. We built an awning for it so it doesn't get damaged in the sun. So that's pretty exciting. I'm going to try and be out here on Saturday for the Health and Happiness Expo. We have like 4 things going on at the same time, so I'm trying to figure out who's going where. But I love Sandy Valley, so I'm trying to get out here. Other than that, I just want to introduce Brett. This is Brett Link. He has joined our department as a community relations representative trainee. So you'll see him out here with me, and then hopefully eventually see him out here by himself. So don't beat him up too bad. I'm not leaving. Just our department needs a little more help, so. Brett's been working at Valley Electric in HR for a little bit, so we transferred him over and hoping to get him seasoned. So you guys gotta give him a nice Sandy Valley warm welcome. Any questions for me? Yes, sir.
So you have the awning to protect the kiosk. Mm-hmm. When are you gonna finish the awning to protect it from the sun?
I'll get back to you on that. I actually wanted to stop, and I was running a couple of minutes late. I wanted to stop to check it out. I haven't actually really looked at it, so I'm gonna stop on my way out. But
I think it was covered today.
Yeah, yeah. I saw it.
Is it done?
Yeah. Painted up and roofed.
I just came from it.
So you got it painted,
there you
huh?
Go.
Yeah.
Oh, I drove by in the dark.
Yes, I
see. Me too.
This morning it wasn't.
Oh, yeah. They finished a bunch up today. Okay. They got the check reader done. They got the security camera put in, so it's all fully up and running. So
very cool.
And you guys should feel special because I believe, Ken, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe you guys are the first actually up and running with check reader working, all bells and whistles fully on. So
yeah, let's see if it's working first.
I'm gonna go out and put it.
If I say something like that, my
right.
Kids in
church. Well, I'll be the bad one. I'm gonna go out on my way out and put a couple bucks on my account and see if it works. Go
ahead. And it doesn't take money orders and it doesn't give change, right?
To my knowledge, it definitely doesn't give change. I don't know about money orders, I don't believe.
I've
so.
Read
I think
that
it's just,
on the form today that I got in the mail. Okay.
Just checks. Checks, cash, credit, debit. Hopefully that'll help you guys and be a little more efficient. Yes, ma'am.
Can you answer questions in regards to Valley Communications?
I can try.
When's it going to start working properly?
Well, it should be working properly.
It's not.
What's going on?
The turn stations
uh-huh.
are bad.
Okay.
Local stations are bad.
For the TV.
Hall, and they can't fix the problem.
So my office is right next to our VP of kind of the VCA side of things, and I heard him all day today on the phone with engineers working on a lot of it. So I believe they've identified the problem and they're working back and forth to try and get it fixed. I heard him on conference calls all day today.
So how much water will it be?
I don't I don't know. From what I've heard, the issue is on the broadcasting side from the Vegas stations.
That's what I heard too.
Yeah, so we're trying. They're trying to work with the engineers at those stations to see what can fix it. But I don't remember 10 minutes where he wasn't on the phone trying to figure it out. So
I hope they get it straightened out.
I do too. We'll be the first to know. The worst. But I know you've called, so I appreciate that. If you keep having issues prolonged, give us a call again. But give us a little time, because I know he's working on it. Okay. Thanks. Any other questions?
Don't forget Halloween.
I'll be here.
Okay.
I'm so excited. I am spending my Halloween in Sandy Valley, just okay. Like last year. So I was fortunate enough to be asked to judge the costume card contest again.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be out here. I'm probably going to try and wear some sort of costume.
Cool.
Ooh.
I don't know. I heard there's some theme going on over here. So
yes.
We're going to conspire.
Okay.
I'll be here. I'm going to try and get our bucket truck, too. I'm going to talk to
Well,
Kelly
you're supposed to be bringing two more people with you.
I am?
Yes, you are.
There's one.
Brett, you're spending your Halloween this
year. You'll love it. We had a lot of fun.
It is fun. It is.
It is.
I'll find another person.
Okay.
But yeah, I want to try and bring our bucket truck too and kind of decorate it and
make
it spooky
cool.
And fill the bucket with candy. And we'll see what Kelly thinks. I always have these great ideas and then Kelly's like, oh, I'm busy. So we'll see what he thinks. Anything else? Thank you guys so much.
Okay, next up is Clark County Administrative Services.
Hi. Oh, is that exciting? I just have a couple things for you tonight. The Family Dollar Store still working its way through the process. If you have any connections whatsoever to construction in Clark County, you'll know right now things are very slow because the pipeline is full. Just to get an appointment to submit a planning application is 6 weeks out. So Vegas is booming, Clark County is booming, so it's just taking a long time. So they're still working their way through the process. Peace Park, you may have noticed, there's some stuff going on. We met with the contractor this morning, and in case you all haven't seen it on in my newsletter on Facebook, the contractor they have 120 days to complete this project. And they understand how frustrated we are and how much we want it, and they're trying to condense that down into 90 days. So it should be right at the beginning of the year that it's done. I know that's not opportune time to use a splash pad, but it'll be ready until the summer. And that because they're trying to condense that time and get it done for us, that's why the whole thing is blocked off. They're doing everything all at once. So you're gonna see trenching going on everywhere. It's going to be just like ants moving around working there.
They leave it on. The ice sculpture is really cool.
Yeah. So the fencing is up. You'll see they have if you peek in the fences, you'll see they have dug up the areas where the exercise equipment is going to go, the outdoor exercise equipment, and the splash pad. Which is north of the playground, so you can get an idea of where those are going. In the next week, you're going to see a lot more equipment out here, a lot more trenching. It's going to be full-scale attack starting next week. So it's moving very fast. If you have specific questions about things, let me know. But it's moving ahead really quickly. Recent planning applications, vacation abandonment application that was heard last month was approved, he'll go through the recording process. I was not here last month, so I apologize. I didn't give you guys warning that I wouldn't be here, but I was on vacation, so I'm not really sorry. If any of you drove back from town anytime today, you saw a bunch of us out along 161 with yellow and orange vests on. I was participating in a safety assessment audit or road safety audit of 161. Some residents in Good Springs had expressed some concerns about the safety of that road. So they went to NDOT and were concerned about it. So NDOT hired Kimberly Horn, which is an engineering company, to conduct a safety audit. And if you'd asked me before today, is that a safe road? I would say absolutely. There's, you know, because I've seen the numbers. There's not that many accidents. It's very safe. After traveling it today with NDOT engineers, NDOT maintenance people, the engineers from Human Horn, a motorcycle guy, I saw things that I didn't even realize needed to be done. Like a lot of our signs are not as reflective as they used to be, which needs to be fixed. The transition from 55 miles an hour to 25 happens just like that. There should be an area where it slows down. So it's very interesting. So I've gotten lots of comments and inquiries about what we're doing. I think that's what we're doing. It was lots of in and out of the truck and getting out and looking at stuff. And so you will be seeing some improvement. Some will be minor, things you might not even notice. There's places where the side of the pavement is more than 2 inches down. They'll be pushing those up. You probably won't notice that. But there, some of the things are, you know, where there's the big drainage places, so it's dipped way down, there's like little culverts in there, they're going to be working on those. That's a major concern. Yes?
I was noticing on Sunday the other day, when the traffic was backed up, that they did what I thought they would do. They didn't plan for that. If they had made two lanes coming out of one going through, to go underneath the bridge and get in, coming to Sandy Valley or Las Vegas, and one to go onto the freeway, they wouldn't jam everything up right there.
Well, would you believe that was one of the comments that came out of our study today? So, coming westbound on 161 under the bridge, you come up and lots of people want to turn left there. There is no dedicated left turn lane. That was one of the things that was noticed today, and that we're going to look into see if that is a possibility, which would free up a lot.
They need to have a right-hand turn lane coming out of the gas station back onto the freeway because it jams up there,
all
too.
All of that is being studied. This is a very comprehensive study, and I think I've announced it here before, but that the old gas station is going to become a Starbucks, and so like a big Starbucks, and it's going to have like a dog park and stuff. We don't have the final plans yet, but as they come in, that's something we can relook at that whole situation now that it's been several months and see what needs to be adjusted at that point.
Mm-hmm. I was just bringing that one up because I noticed when I went in there, I had to wait for half an hour just to get past the gas station because the people come out of the gas station and can't get on the freeway.
Right. So we're all of that is being looked at.
Okay.
And so.
Megan.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Do you know if they're going to address the earth and the amphitheater?
Where that flood was?
Yes.
That we.
Before we have a major blowout.
We spent a lot of time at that site today, and that's part of the overall drainage study and slope improvements and stuff of the whole length. So, we are division. I think it's called Division One of all of NDOT. And they want to do a project, and so they're hoping to pull some things out of this so there can be a big project to improve the road. So I don't know what it's going to be like yet, but I think we'll see some improvements in the next couple of years. Yes?
Was there a discussion about where improvements on where it was there?
Yes.
Like adding a culvert?
Yes. Yeah. All right, so that's all I have for right now, but I will go on to number 7 because that's me too. Applications are available right now for the CAC. Every 2 years, our CAC members all get kicked off and reapply. Everybody has to reapply every 2 years. So I don't want to lose any of my members, but I don't know what all their wishes are. So if you're interested in serving, please see me for an application. Applications are due November 13th. And those will be appointed right at the beginning of the year by whoever is our new commissioner. So it's going to be a little different for all of us. Okay.
Okay. And we have one more thing.
Yes.
Related to number 7.
Yes.
George needs to speak.
Oh, okay.
I've got some things coming up personal, and I've done this for 18 years now, and I'm giving it up. So my spot will be open for December or for January, and I'm asking to be excused for the November meeting, because I'm planning on being in Reno, and it's hard to be in Reno and vote here. Although I understand some of them can do it from a cemetery and vote.
Oh, yes.
I have enjoyed most all of my time on the board. 18 years, I highly recommend it to anyone else that would like to apply. So it'll be at least my opening, and I don't know if anyone else is not planning on filing, but again, thank you for putting up with me for 18 years.
You know you're just missing out on the 20-year pin, don't you?
Oh, my God.
I don't know if there's a pin, but I tried.
Well, I could come up. I could spray paint some. I'm crafty.
Okay. This one is for, next is planning and zoning. Dick and Elaine Clark, for a heliport in conjunction with the existing office warehouse building on 0.9 acres, M1 light manufacturing zone. He's talking about the
FBO.
FBO, that's what I thought.
Yeah, the big white hangar.
Right.
On Eagle.
Generally located south side of Eagle, 2,000 feet west of Miami. Within Sandy Valley, for action if possible. Does anybody have anything to say about that?
Well, there should be an applicant here. Is anyone here?
No.
It's going to the board when in November, next month?
Well,
I thought I got a paper in the mail, something about over on Kingston.
The next one.
As far as I'm concerned, that's the sort of thing that the board for the airport there, Sky Ranch Estates, if they approve it, why? I don't see any reason why it should bother anybody else.
I don't think they approve it because you get an individual card.
Okay. Well, let me explain what's going on. So there are two applications here. I don't know. I just talked to the applicants yesterday. I don't know where they are. I don't know if there's been something with the road. It wasn't when I came back, but I don't know what's happened. I don't know why they're not here. So before I even explain all this, you guys have an option. You can make a decision without a presentation, or you can choose to let it go ahead without any input, or you can ask for it to be held until the next meeting. So. I'll explain what it is. There are two different applications. They were heard last year. One is for a helipad at the FBO, at the airport. And one is for a helipad at their site. And this is the Flyson City Gunship Helicopters Group. And they have a site up on the side of the mountain, or in off Kingston Road up in the mountains. And they have a helipad at that location as well. So when those were both approved by this CAC as well as by the Board of County Commissioners for both locations. And when those were approved, they were given a one-year review. So tonight is the one-year review to see if that use is still compatible with where they are located. An HOA, the airport HOA, the county supersedes HOAs. The county has... if you want to have a helipad, if you want to have one at your house, you have to apply for a use permit through the county. So the HOA is their own body. To have official approval of a zoning application, it has to go through here, which means notification of all neighbors in the area, just like for anything, just like with any kind of application that comes in.
So I'm a little confused. Are you saying that a helicopter could not land at the Sandy Valley Airport?
No. That is not correct.
No, we've been landing yes. them for years.
Well,
I've landed and fueled there. So.
Okay.
The big difference between what it is right now and a helipad is an H on the ground in a circle.
No, that's not accurate.
That's basically it.
I'm like, it seems like it's an airport. It seems like helicopters already
right.
land there.
They
and
do.
This was
all the time.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm actually here representing Flyson City.
Oh, well, there you are.
I wasn't aware that Dick and Elaine's was also tied into.
Oh, I am so. We haven't met before, so I didn't recognize you. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
One of the,
he's the one that should be talking, and while he's talking, I'm going to go look up something on the computer. And if I said anything wrong, I apologize. Go on up there and talk to your...
I know this much. If you can land an airplane someplace, you can also land a helicopter there.
Yeah, as long as it's an FAA approved helicopter, absolutely.
But you can land it there anyway. If there's, as it is. I know
you're,
I've done
correct.
It many times.
As far as my understanding goes, you're correct. So I've actually never been to one of these gatherings before. My name's Chris DeAngelis. I'm one of the pilots, and I'm also a flight instructor mechanic for Flights in the City. We just want to say thanks to everyone who's given us the opportunity to get our small and unique operation off the ground. And we like this operation and this location, and that's why we'd like to put the request in to have it switch from temporary over to a permanent helipad. So, that's pretty much it. I don't know if anybody has any questions.
So you're not going to be doing anything different than what you've been doing?
Yeah, same operation right now. It's working really well for us. When I fly, I come in, I try to stay really, really high. And then it kind of tends to look like more of an aggressive maneuver, but once I come in high, I'll actually enter a steep glide. That way it limits the amount of time that I'm actually over residents and things like that. And then I'll just come in, sidestep right over to the hangar that we land at, shut down. So, the higher that I fly and the faster that I get out of the area, the less noise impact there is. And we haven't really heard anybody say they've heard shooting or anything like that at the range. So we take noise abatement. Very, very seriously. Our doors are always open to address those kind of complaints. So, just on the aviation industry side of it, we'd be more than happy to change the routes that we fly, the altitudes. All you have to do is just let us know. Yes?
I think the original Parks hangar was because you guys came in there and wanted the helipad there. But once you bought the other hangar and started operating out of there, then Clark doesn't need that helipad.
I don't think so. I think you're
right,
sir.
That's basically how it started.
Yes, sir. I believe that's correct, yeah.
So this one is for Clark's hangar.
Correct.
Right there.
Yeah, the one that's actually located on the airport property.
Right. But having the helipad there is too close to the fuel. So light aircraft like mine, being the fuel, and you guys landing right beside me,
That would fall under 9113. If I landed right next to your aircraft, you have this reps operating the aircraft. I wouldn't do that. I own an airplane too. I don't want to beat up your flight control services.
But if the H was there, somebody not knowing that might land there with another aircraft.
That's
a good point.
I can say from someone who has fairly recently gone through most of the flight school for helicopters, if you got in a helicopter and you're flying it, you know it. They drill that into your head hard.
Yeah, there is a section in the FAR Aims that says that helicopter pilots are supposed to be intimately aware of their own downwash and the effects of not only, terrain, rocks, dust, but, beating up vehicles, other aircraft. You have to be aware of those considerations.
The only real difference between a designated helipad and what's being done there is that once it's designated a helipad, there are certain things that can't happen within a certain range of that designated area. You can't go parking an airplane on it because
there's tie downs right there where that helipad would be.
Right.
So they'd have to come out.
Not necessarily. You still have to tie down helicopters too.
Yeah, I think that would be enough. The other thing too is that if they did approve that pad and they painted the H on the ground, if somebody did come in to land and you still have the spot where there's that asphalt left over where there's an air crew park there right now, right?
No. That looks like it's in another corner.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't be the designated helipad, but, you're still supposed to fly neighborly. I mean, there's no excuse to come in and blow somebody's aircraft away, but I see the concern. I mean, I don't have any objection to that, but... Yeah. yes, sir?
Are you talking about putting your helipad by the current FDO or where your hangar is now?
No, this one would have been at Dick and Elaine's hangar, where he's talking about by the fuel.
Yeah, that's where you're going to be permanently.
Well, but we don't operate out of that location anymore. So at this point now, if it got approved, they would basically just paint it on the ground, but we wouldn't use it because we have our own hangar now.
That's what I mean. Your own hangar, that's where you're going to have your heliport?
Yes, sir. Well, I don't want to confuse the two. Apparently,
there's two.
Okay, because they're going to paint the H by Dick and Elaine's place, but we're not going to use that. We're going to land on our
own. Who's painting an H? Is anybody painting an H?
Well, I mean, you're supposed
if to. If it's approved, yes.
You're supposed to be a triangle and an H, and it's in a circle. And
okay, let's back up a little bit. Let's back up a little bit. We aren't talking about any kind of flying regulations, fuel storage regulations. That's all handled by the FAA, way over my pay grade, way over what we're deciding here. Right now, we're trying to decide if the helipad location in general, not a specific circle on the ground, if the FBO is an appropriate place to continue having the helipad that's been there for a year. That's what's before us tonight, to continue the use that's already been there for a year on the FBO and on the site of off Kingston Road. Does that help?
Yeah, absolutely. So in this case, the continued use, or in our case, the disuse, because we're not using it. So I think it's moved. It says there's no real impact of it. Yeah, I see the concern too, because that means that anybody, you know, a helicopter could come and land in there and blow everything away, because it's technically an HDI. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Because it looked like when you were taking in front of your hangar as the helicopter, H would go there.
Right. Understood.
If you're not, setting yours up as an actual helipad, but you're just using it.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, that actually makes that pretty easy.
Oh, I like it when you move further away.
I like our new home too. I like to get a lane. I love to get a lane, but yeah, it's kind of nice to have our own spot.
So, how many days a week do you guys operate over there?
We'll do 7 days a week. Typically, our busiest days are on the weekend. And, you know, like I said, I've been flying aircraft for 12 years, and I'm intimately aware of how much noise they can make. So I don't want to be loitering around when it's, you know, Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon when people are just trying to relax. That's why I take off and I'm gone. So we try to limit the amount of time that we spend operating anywhere on the airport grounds. It's take off, leave, go to our operation, and then when we're done, come right back in, shut the aircraft down, and that's it. You know, minimal noise.
I don't hear you, but I hear the shooting every Saturday. So I imagine the school hears it too every day.
That we might have plausible deniability on that. That could be anyone shooting. Now, if you hear a loud thunderous boom, that might be us with the 50.
As a resident in the area, not living on the airport, I do have a lot of aircraft and helicopters, especially flying over my property. I haven't had an issue with it. I've got no complaints. I appreciate the way you guys have been coming in. Yeah. No problems there. For the fire department side of this, the airport and in front of that FBO is actually one of two designated landing zones that we do use when we start bringing in the medical helicopter. It would be helpful for us if they were allowed to go ahead and paint the ground to designate that area, one, so that they have a place to aim for when they're coming in, but also so that people are aware that that is a landing area, and hopefully we can keep that clear.
Having been someone who took a flight for life out there, it would have been nice to know exactly where they were going to land. Had there been a helipad there, I would have known where to stop.
Yep.
Well, I will talk to my contacts at the FAA and see what's involved with doing that. I don't know what the rules are on that. That's not part of the landing.
So we just,
for our part, we want to
I make a motion that we just approve for them to do whatever it is that they've been doing.
Do I have a second?
I second.
We have a second.
Right, but hold on. I heard him request that they want a permanent use rather than any further extensions. So they don't have to keep coming back every year. So you need to make that a part of your motion, whether you want them to have to come back or if you want it as a permanent use.
I make it part of that they can do this permanent and they don't have to come back.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Still, why are we voting on? Normally we vote for waivers of rules. And I don't see what rule we're wavering, because it's a legal airport. Helicopters are legal aircraft, and they just want to paint a circle and an H on the ground where it could land.
So this is not a waiver, this is a use permit. So helipads in Clark County, whether it's at an airport or not, require the applicant to apply for a use permit for a helipad. So this is what they're doing. I did very in-depth research on this project when they first approached the commissioner about it, and nowhere in the original paperwork for the airport did it specifically say helicopters, which I know that's like splitting hairs, because my argument was, you're landing planes, what about helicopters? To make everything absolutely clear, they were asked to go through this process to establish the helipad use at that location. So there are no waivers, this is a use permit, so you're approving the continuation of the use. Does that help?
Okay, so this is...
If they weren't a business, this wouldn't be an issue.
No, it still would be. Mm-hmm. Any helipad anywhere has to get a use permit.
What I'm saying is if he wasn't a business, they wouldn't have to make it a helipad, he'd just use it anyway.
No, that's what I'm saying. Any helipad has to be approved. We just went through this with Sunrise Hospital. They wanted to add an additional one at the other end of the complex of buildings. They had to come in and do a use permit. Any helipad anywhere in Clark County.
But a helicopter doesn't have to land on a helipad.
Excuse me?
A helicopter does not have to land on a helipad.
It's not really a helipad. He's got a hangar with a concrete part on the front, and that's where he's landing, on his own property.
Okay, well that's not the issue before us tonight. This is the issue before us tonight. Whether to continue a helipad at the FBO and a helipad off Kingston Road. That's what's before us tonight. It's not their business, the existence of the helipads.
Right. I think they're a great idea. Mainly because I've had to leave on a flight for life, and it was a bit confusing not having a helipad there to know for sure to leave from there. Had to wait for the helicopter to show up to know where to land, where to go.
And I'm going to look into rectifying that situation.
Yoo-hoo, yay.
I think this will rectify it.
According to the way she's saying, they can't land at their own hangar, because that's not a helipad.
Until we
that's on Capri, and there's nothing here about landing at Capri. Unless they land, then hover taxi.
Yes, and that is what they are supposed to be doing. And that's what I've been assured by the owners of the company that they're doing, so that's what is going to be done. Right? Thank you.
So at what altitude is it being turned from hover taxiing to landing? Is it 5 feet, 10 feet, or 100 feet?
Again, that is not before us tonight. Those are rules, those are FAA rules. I can't tell him how to fly a helicopter. He wouldn't want me to tell him how to fly a helicopter.
Thank
All
God.
I can tell you about is land use, because I know about this stuff.
Well, you have a motion
in
a second.
Yeah,
but I asked for the motion to include time. Oh, that was permanent. Okay.
We already did it for permanent.
For both.
We already voted.
And clarifies it for both applications.
For both.
Both?
Okay.
Okay.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Ayes carried?
He's got to go up and bang.
Oh, half of the non-pilots tried to regulate their aircraft. They didn't make any provisions for them to get to their own hangar in front of the helipad. The hangar in the port for free.
Mm-hmm. So the next one's me too.
Let's see. I guess it's time for general business. Review, finalize FYI 2019-2020 budget requests. Take public comments on budget requests for possible action. I have no idea what that is.
Well, that's a good thing that I'm here.
So
every year, we've started doing this for the past few years, and this is our time once a year to ask for $1 million things. What are the $1 million projects, or $3 million, or $5 million projects that we want for this community? So the last requests that went in were for Public Works. It was paving of roads, and jade was a priority. Public Works Traffic was to reroute Sandy Valley Road to go through the current KMI site rather than curving around to the north. And then for Parks and Rec, it was lights for the baseball field, skate park, tot lot playground, rec center slash youth center, sand volleyball courts, tennis courts, and a shooting sports area. So when I get the requests, I send them to the different departments and they give me their feedback. So as far as the paving of roads, it's the same thing we've talked about before. The vast majority of the roads out here are not up to county standards. So they are not ready for to be paved.
Jade is.
And so Jade will be put on the list for future paving. But most of the others, thank you for that, Christian, you're right. And then rerouting of the road through Sandy Valley Road through KMI. KMI is still cleaning up that site, and right now we don't even have the rights to do what we want to do with Sandy Valley Road as it is. So we can't even consider that until we get a little further along in the process with BLM.
Fortunately, BLM is game for land swaps, and trading that long L-shaped piece for a straight piece works in their favor, and they're usually pretty good about that.
And as we continue our discussions with BLM as far as the whole road, we'll talk about that. But for right now,
KMI is the other way.
Yes, JD.
How long do they have to clean that up to the standard?
Forever.
I don't know. It seems like it's taken a long time.
They don't have a time limit on that. As long as they're actively doing something there, they have to do it.
Yeah, I don't know what the rules are on that. So
they didn't have to shut it down at all.
Okay.
Well, I understand. So, I know guys who work there, but I'm just asking how long they have to clean it up. If they should have a time limit or not. That's all I want.
Okay. I will see if I can find out. I don't know. So this is our time. Are there any other things you would like for the community? Are there things you would like to see that we don't have? We're gonna have a splash pad now, we're gonna watch the trail.
For the park.
So are there any ideas you have, things you would like to see? Yes.
How about a small animal control facility? That way the animals that get lost or separated from the families out here don't end up at the Animal Foundation and never get back to their homes.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be big. Doesn't have to be, 12 stalls or something. Just have it available.
Gotcha.
And it can be manned by community service and people volunteering from the community over there. So it wouldn't cost a lot of money to the county.
You feel like a youth center, a rec center?
Yep, it's on the list. Anything else? Yes?
What about, is this up to county standards about the park here? Could that be blacktopped? Is that
it? The parking area? That is already on a list for future a future project. So I don't know how far in the future, but it's already on the list. That and the paving of the parking lot out here in front of the community center is on a list as well. And I think it's percolating to the top. Yes?
A couple of things.
Yeah.
Bigger fire station.
Okay.
In the kitchen.
Hey, if you're going to dream, dream it with a
kitchen. With
a kitchen.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And then my boys made me swear and promise that I'd ask you for a skate park. But I heard it on the list.
It's already on the list.
And just to let you guys know, as far as the fire department, I don't know if you all know that we do have people that come in from Vegas that have to spend the night, and they sleep there. So that's, we're trying to accommodate them a little better.
Bunks would be nice.
Because it's, yeah, it's
the
really,
couches.
Get a hotel.
Or go to all the restaurants that are open on Monday.
Monday?
I know.
Tuesday?
That's what I said. Oh, what about someone on Monday, man?
Oh, yay, Tuesday?
Well, if Wednesday, then we're dark.
The one at the general store is now open on Mondays again.
All right. Anything else other than a restaurant that's open on Tuesdays?
I wouldn't mind having a bike path all the way to the school.
From where?
From all the way down the road here.
Okay, a long course?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a
safe walking path.
Or a safe walking path. Bike path? Yep. If
you keep it further.
Yeah.
Then how are you
going to
keep the ATVs off?
Well, you just put
metal poles.
It's just like they have downtown.
Or just speed bumps.
You can't, but it's easier for a ATV to get off the road than it is to.
Or
Or at least
get the trucks out,
yeah,
out of the way.
Don't make them dirt. Have to find an ATV if you take that dust up.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, anything else? Okay, so I'll need a motion that I'm going to go forward with Jade, asking for paving on Jade, continuing to work on straightening Sandy Valley Road as it goes through the KMI site, lights for the baseball field, skate park. You know, I think lights at the baseball field is already in process, but we'll leave it on there. Skate park, tot lot playground, recreation center slash youth center, sand volleyball courts, tennis courts, shooting sports area, small animal control facility or shelter, bigger fire station with kitchen, and a bike or walking path along courts.
Is our park big enough for a lot of this stuff?
No.
Not the length.
Well, I mean, you want to know the truth? No.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, but
a bigger park.
I have to tell you, with the improvements that are being done right now, we're getting a lot of good stuff at this park. I don't know that any of these things are going to be real soon in the future, but keep in mind these are suggestions. These are not promises. Just because you say we want it doesn't mean you're going to get it. But if Parks and Rec is looking to do a project out here, and they look at the size and everything, they can look at this list and say, here's what the community has asked for. Let's pick something from this list rather than them picking something that wouldn't even fit. So it doesn't hurt to have these things on the list, even if not all of them was picked up. Does that make sense?
Well, I was just thinking, say, the Mesquite Development Association could call it to do something with a smaller project.
We've partnered before. You know what? You want to build something? Let's talk.
Who owns the land just to the north of the park?
This area down here, it's a private property owner, and then further up this way, I think there's a different owner, but they're both private property owners.
Okay, is it possible to go into negotiations with them about buying them?
There very probably could be. But there'd have to be a reason, and right now, you know, until
park's
some of these...
getting kind
of
small.
Right, until some of these... Well, this one's really big. This parcel right here is really big. But until something comes up for funding and everything, there wouldn't be a reason to...
Well, I'm not talking about across the street. I'm talking about to the north.
Yes, I know.
That's to the east.
This way. Okay, anyway. Right here. Okay, so...
Yes,
oh,
Sean.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes. Stop it. Where did this go off? I can't see.
I suggest maybe a bigger new library so they can.
That is not Clark County. That is Library District.
Oh, that is separate? Yeah. I just wondered because it's in this building, but I didn't know.
That would be Library District. Okay. Yes, JD.
Well, if I remember right from quite a few years ago, there was a master plan park up behind the school, to the west of the school, according to what was on paper 10 years ago.
That's already being designated for expansion for the school.
So they changed that, then whatever the master plan.
Well, I've heard, since I've been doing this for 6 years, a little over 6 years now, and I've heard a lot about this master plan, but it was never anything official through the county. I think there may have been a group out here that got together and came up with this master plan.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. And I have looked and asked around, and I have never found this plan. Well, so if somebody has a copy, I'd love to see it.
That could have been part of the land scan that was going on then, too.
I don't know. I'm not saying that it doesn't exist, but I have not seen it. And as far as I know, I was in planning at that time, about 10 years ago, and I don't remember anything coming in. So, as far as I know, there's no plans for a park by the school.
We just approved a couple of months ago, you weren't here that month, an expansion of the school to go into the next 30 acres to the west of the school, where they're going to put in soccer fields and stuff like that.
Then no park.
Land's already used.
No. And sometimes when there's visioning type things, it's kind of like this. The chance of us having tennis courts out here, I'm going to say probably not. I don't see tennis courts being put out here, but it doesn't mean you can't dream about it and hope for the future and put it out there. So that may have been the way with that park. Hey, if we're going to have a separate park, how about we have it over there? Yes?
Megan, Chris Bunhall had, George, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't he have a big layout of some sort?
Yes.
He brought out here years ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that was for requests here at the park. And it never mentioned that up there.
Mm. Like I said,
that's always been trying to go for the school, which it is now.
Yeah.
But with what you're referring to, I don't know, is that maybe hidden away in his old office or something, or took it with him?
Well, I have all his old files, and I went through when I first started, and I never found anything like that. But he had lots of files. He was kind of a hoarder. So maybe I gave up when I got so many. So I will look for it again. But now that I live here, I think that would have stood out in my mind, you know, that there was some master plan. So I'll look again. But even so, it's nothing binding. It probably was a vision type thing in the future.
You'd be looking like around 2005, 2004, somewhere around that time.
Cool. All right.
So, do I have a motion to approve the list of items that Megan has discussed for?
Yeah, with the four additional.
With the four additional.
Yes, I'll so move.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So then next year, same time, I will come back and let you know where these are on the list of priorities with each department.
Okay, thank you. Next is representatives from Golden Age Gardens will share information about their project for the northeast corner of Quartz and...
It should have been Mohican, and I'm so sorry I got interrupted.
Okay, Mohican.
Oh.
I was going to say, I didn't know we had a thing named Response.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Maybe my secretary...
Respond to the question and concern for the community. This is for discussion only. No action may be taken. Is there somebody here from Golden Age Gardens? Oh, that's you.
Hi, my name is Jack Miller. I'm here with my partner, Kyle Haglitt. Like they said, we're developing the property at Quartz and Mohican. We plan on starting an industrial hemp grow. We're licensed with the state agriculture department. The only problem we've ran into is the manure. It's not approved by the health department. So as soon as we reconcile that, we'll have our license and we should be good to go. Is there anything that concerns that you guys have about that or anything that you guys would like to see happen?
Yeah, you putting a fence up there?
We can. We don't feel the need to. We're not scared that we trust you guys. We don't think you'll take it. So we can, but
you're not.
Fences are expensive.
Oh yeah, I know they are.
Yeah, I mean we can.
Everybody,
you guys need
if,
that.
If you don't fence it, you're going to lose about 40% of people getting their weed for free. But that's not going to prevent the people in this valley from trying.
Yeah. Well, we'll educate them with a sign. No THC. It is very useful though, so people may want it.
What are you planning on using it for?
Well, we plan on focusing on CBD as well as the fiber and everything that comes from it, because not only the medicinal value as well as the industrial value to provide products like clothing, fiber. It's really endless possibilities. And then the CBD, which is, cannabis sativa L is higher in CBD and less than 0.3 THC. So we plan on using that and breeding genetics to make the highest CBD we can, basically, while keeping the THC low. So we don't plan on growing any marijuana here. I know that some people thought we were at first, but we're not. We're just strictly hemp, industrial.
You don't give the cross street.
You're about
Quartz
to
and
open and be ready for business until once you get that manure problem fixed?
We still have a good amount to develop.
Because I'm just wondering why this is the first time we're all hearing about this.
Exactly.
The last time we had a grow house come out here, it was a huge issue. Water and like security and all these things, and you're just like, yeah, we're about to start. And I'm like, what?
Well, There is a difference. The stuff that there, there are other stuff will get you high. Stuff he's talking about,
I understand.
You'll die of smoke inhalation before you get high.
And I understand.
This actually just got taken off of Schedule 1. So cannabis sativa, less than 0.3 THC, is now federally legal.
My argument is not with that. This seems like it's really all of a sudden.
Honestly, we're new. Like, we're young. I'm only 22. I turned 23 in November. So we didn't really know the full process of how this goes. And it took a lot of learning to get where we are right now. But we met with the commissioner, and she told us that we had to come here. So that's how...
Why did they tell you you had to come here?
I'm not sure.
Because eventually we're going to either approve it or disapprove it.
So we can get approval of the city.
Why did you come to Sand Valley?
My buddy, Kyle Haywood, his grandpa has owned land out here. He's owned a lot of land. Actually, the neighbors, all of our neighbors right there, he owned that land, sold it to him. The other two parcels, ours is like a straight up and then it's like a backward seven, and there's two parcels in front of it. He actually owned those two parcels as well. But sold them, so that's why we're starting on the 8.5 that we have.
Me?
Electra?
I have a question because I heard two different things, so I'm a little confused. So I understand it's hemp, but with no THC, but yet you said less than 3% or less 0.3%.
Less
so
than 0.3.
Does it have THC in it or not?
Yes, the legal limit is less than 0.3.
I'm not talking legal limit. I'm talking if you do not have a fence and you're on Quartz and Mohican where children walk to school, right there, that's my concern. So does it have THC or does it not? And how much can a child access to that?
If you guys are concerned about younger people accessing it, we have no problem putting a fence up at all. But the THC level, they won't be high, so to speak.
I just don't want it in them.
Yeah.
They can't really have good enough in them to ever matter.
Yeah, but there's kids.
It's way different. I don't care. They're just going to eat it or do whatever they're going to do with it until it does do what they want it to do.
And we plan on putting a sign up, like kind of an educational sign on the fence, because we definitely clearly see we're going to need a fence that will say industrial hemp, less than 0.3 THC, and kind of briefing what it is, like the benefits, so they can actually be educated instead of just thinking that it's just marijuana. It's going to get you
like out. Eating lettuce, basically.
Yes. Well, I kind of...
Are these parcels zoned commercially, and do you have water rights?
Rural Open is our zoning on all four properties, and we have two wells on both properties, one active and one that collapsed.
I got a question for Megan.
Yeah.
In the zoning, is there any distance regulations to the school or anything?
No. Hemp is considered an agricultural crop. So they do have to be licensed through the state, but I would like to bring up something that you're saying that you don't know why you're here and that you don't know and that your only problem is with the manure. I know that you know that that's not accurate. You met with Commissioner Brager, from Commissioner Brager, I know she told you the problems that were going on in your site, and you're not being honest about what you've done with your site.
Dust control?
Dust control, air quality problems, grading without permits, having an RV as a residence on the site. So you're not being completely honest with what's going on in your site.
I can lay it all out for you right now. Yeah,
You've sanded the back of my facility ungodly. You've ruined my air conditioner because you did nothing for dust. You just started dumping stuff. Your guys ran over my mailbox, man. The way I had to stop them and fix my mailbox. The way you conducted your business there is not the way we conduct business in Sandy Valley. This isn't a hip town.
Yeah, I understand.
And what you've done to my facility, we're still going to see each other in court because we have lots of problems with my facility that you've caused in my place.
We've never seen a water truck out there at all.
Yeah, you've done nothing to prevent dust or prevent anything, and we still have kids riding motorcycles out there. And like you said, you just brought in illegal manure. That isn't even right, but yet the place isn't even placed off to protect our kids and our community from playing out there. And a great deal of our kids ride motorcycles or walks.
Like I said, we didn't know all the steps of developing land. We've never developed land before, so I didn't even know what permits I had to go get. We just wanted to get into the industry and get it going because we see the potential of industrial hemp. So
why are you in it? You don't know how to do it. Why are you doing it?
If I don't do it, then how can I get into the industry?
Well, there's this thing called research before you start something.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do that?
We talked to some people, and the person who brought our manure out, we talked to him, and we were told that if you grade 0.25 acres at a time, you don't need a permit. So that's why we didn't get a permit, and we've obviously paid for that.
But the problem you have out here, since you don't live out here, you're going to raise a lot of dust.
He already has thousands of dollars this summer.
Well, I've seen that area, and I was like, man, they didn't do nothing for dust.
There's a big sandbox back there, and I keep shoveling it up and hauling it back over to you.
Yeah, you need to bring the truck out there.
We had air quality control come out, and so, yeah, we got problems.
Would a fence help that problem?
Not for the dust.
No.
Dust doesn't respect fences.
Pure sand.
It's pure sand.
Yeah, you need to bring a truck out there, a water truck, and water it down. That's the only way you're going to...
Air quality people did tell us that we need a water.
Since this is for discussion only, not something that we're going to be voting on or anything, I think you need to go and do some research on and find out what the proper and legal way of doing things are. Make sure you're not offending your neighbors, because when it comes down to a time to vote, if you've got enough neighbor problems, you won't get a pass.
Well, I can't say that we have got our air quality permit, our grading permit, and we won't be moving any more sand without a water truck out there, and we plan on watering it at least once a week. Are you still having sand right now?
Every time the wind blows.
Yeah, we're cleaning it up nonstop.
You can't water one time.
Once you break the dust, you have to... Once you break the dust, you have to water it back down again to create a new crust.
So how many times a week would you say is good to water?
Once is enough, so long as you don't. But if you break the crust again, you get the water again.
Because we do plan on the additional 2.5 acres to the right, which we haven't developed. We're going to be
depends on how much you put down.
We're going to be developing that, and when we do that, we'll have the water truck out of there.
What I would recommend you do is you're going to have to put out sprinkler system immediately. You just have to keep continually watering it down.
Okay.
That way, when someone runs over it, it keeps the dust down, it keeps the sand down, because you're messing up your neighbors.
Gotcha.
Another thing I would recommend is don't let this go to court with him. Yeah, try to get it settled before, get his air conditions fixed, because you didn't break both of them that I know of.
Yeah,
I wasn't aware of that. I know that we're having dust and there's problems with the store and the neighbors, but we didn't mean any harm by it, and we will reconcile however we can, get you guys all your stuff fixed.
So if you did research, you would have to know how many times you have to water. Not just once a week.
No, that's not actually true, because
air quality
all changes depending on the soil type, and research isn't going to tell you that pretty good. No?
With all the water, you can go from the water on the
ground. Air quality has rules.
Yeah, they have rules.
Rules that you have to abide by.
So how much water do you think you're going to use?
That I'm not sure. I would need more time to talk. We're going to bring out an actual civil engineer to write actual grading plans and stuff. We're planning on bringing in investment so we can do this more business-like and not cause our neighbors any harm or foul.
You can buy some water lights from Vidler, and they'll cause us less problems.
Yeah, I just want to give you guys some kudos for how young you are, and you're starting on a business, and you know, there's a lot of people in the community that want to help you at the planning department. Megan might be a resource. I mean,
Megan is your expert.
Okay, there's a lot of people that want to help you, but you got to do it the right way. Okay?
We plan on doing it right way from here on out.
All right.
I would argue to also be honest with the community. If there's an issue, let us know.
Absolutely.
Like, we're willing to kind of work with things, but if you come in here and if you tell us one part of the truth,
that's
a whole thing that's going to cause some problems.
Yeah, you pretty much get everyone up in arms, and you'll never get anything.
Yeah, that's not what we want. We want to have a good relationship with all of you, and we just want to conduct a legal business out here, and industrial hemp, which we think is a huge crop of the future.
Do you plan on moving out here?
Yeah, we'll definitely have least one person, a farmer, we'll have a gardener who'll be out here.
Either of you going to live out here? Are you going to be a part of this community?
Yeah, and I plan.
That's not what I said. Are either one of you going to live out here and be a part of this community, or are you just going to run your business out of here?
No.
So you won't have anything really invested?
Yeah, we plan on being part of the community and giving back. Like, this is an industrial.
Guys, do you know how many times we've heard that?
Probably from everyone.
Everyone that has come out here and has wanted something.
It changes for people who actually have a dog in the game.
Yeah.
In the fight.
You got to have skin in the game.
Yeah. If you live here, then the results of what you're doing will affect you too. If you don't live here,
you do your business and you leave.
That's like like a lot of people want to try to.
You
don't
want to try to. No
point catching. We can drop a load of shit out here and then leave.
Yeah.
That's what you've done.
Yeah.
So.
That is what you've done.
Yeah, we can. I see how that obviously doesn't look good. Dropping a lot of dirty shit with trash in it.
You guys rubbed a lot of people out here the wrong way because of that, and you need to make amends for that.
How would you recommend we make amends?
Fix his AC for one and clean up the crap.
Yeah.
Water, keep the dust down.
The thing is, with the health department, we're actually trying to decide if we want to use that manure or just completely take it off and use a different solution, maybe like cocoa core, because we don't really know how that manure is and there's trash in there, so we want to have clean soil for the plants. For sure.
What I may also recommend is you ask the locals who have abundance of horses, they might be able to help you out.
We can crap all over your place.
We are actually looking for some clean manure. So.
We're more likely to help them with that, though.
I got a question. Yeah. What do you project traffic in and out of your facility once you get
traffic?
Harvesting or producing or whatever? How much added traffic are we going to have on our road?
I don't think there should be too much. When we move a crop, it'll probably be no more than one, probably a large truck that can move it, one truck, maybe two trucks at a time, depending on how much we harvest and basically just how much we harvest. I don't think the traffic will increase. Like, we're not putting up like a museum or anything like that, you know? It's just a crop, just another crop.
I mean, our road is in bad enough if we start getting a bunch of semis running over that again, it's going to get worse than what it already is.
How long are you harvesting? Right now, we just finished up like a small harvest, so it's about 400 plants, which is really nothing. But we plan on putting the whole 8.5 acres into harvest.
That's not the answer to the question. The question was how often? What is the growing period? From seeding, planting the seed to harvest, how long does that take?
It's about 4 to 5 months, depending if you have specific genetics. Some genetics flower within like 3 to 4 months. Three to five, I would say. Mm-hmm. And if we have enough funding to...
Two crops a year.
Yeah, two crops. If we can get something where we can control the temperature a little bit more, maybe we could do 3 to 4 crops a year. But that'll obviously be
it gets
the future
colder.
When we... Yeah, I know it gets like freezing cold up for...
Way colder than Las Vegas.
Yeah. So probably two, if we can develop some facilities where we can control the temperature and grow year round, then we can get 3 to 4.
So possibly 2 to 4 large trucks a year on the road. Added traffic.
Say maybe 4 to 8, just in case it takes two trucks to.
Plus one or two of you guys driving in and back.
I know that industrial hemp has less THC in it and will affect you less than if you tried to kill yourself off with arsenic in almonds. There's more arsenic in almonds than there is THC in industrial hemp. So it's really not anything to be concerned about.
It's also really good for you.
This isn't meant to be a personal question, but you've already said that you have misjudged a lot of the process here.
Yes.
Do you have, you're young, do you have the funding to keep this going to the level that you're anticipating? Do you even know what it's going to cost you to do this, and do you have the funding to keep this going?
I personally think it'll cost us at least At least 100,000.
Not just a guess right here tonight, but have you looked into it? Do you have what it takes to do what you really plan on doing here?
Mm-hmm. There's two options. The way I look at it, it's going to cost at least 100,000, probably more like 150,000 to get everything set up the way we want it to be, so we can make at least two crops a year, maybe have the temperature controlled. But his grandpa, who owns the land, that he has a brother who wants to invest, and he has that kind of money. So we really plan on developing it by next season.
That's what I was asking.
And also,
we have funding sources.
Also,
another question. Are you going to hire people from Sandy Valley to work over there?
Of course we will.
Everybody said yeah. We got a lot of people on in Florida.
We'll all work there.
They said that the last time when they got approved for that little pothouse thing going over there. They will not hire anyone from Sandy Valley because no one out here, they say, is qualified.
They
won't even return my calls.
Yeah. I don't really see much qualification to grow hemp, so it's pretty easy.
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
And if you don't...
You guys can kick us out of the town and take the land.
Because we would like that, right?
There's our park.
So just to get an idea, if you got any numbers, how many people are you going to have working at your facility? Do you plan on, your master plan?
We want to have at least, probably need at least 5 to 10 people out there.
That's excluding you, your partner, and your friends that may be helping?
Mm.
Are you processing here or elsewhere?
We want to set up so we can process on-site. We plan on getting a couple of temperature-controlled containers to cure and process from there.
Now, that's a whole different issue right there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that... property zone commercial for stuff like that?
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
No, it's not?
No, it is not. It's
okay.
Not commercial.
It's not all
it's capable of being zoned commercial.
I would have to look at the master plan. I don't know.
It is. It's zonable. Yeah. It's within the master plan area. At least the front lot is. Front two lots.
Two lots.
So what they're saying is you'd have to come back to the board here and ask for our permission permit to pour that for commercial zoning, and so you really want to keep on our good side.
We will.
The whole community.
Especially your neighbors. Mm-hmm. Your neighbors are going to be what will make or break you in this community. They'll make or break you. So whatever you have to do to make it right for your neighbors.
Yeah.
And just in case you're curious, for about 3 weeks. You're shutting your neighbor's air conditioning down was a pain in the butt for everybody who went into that general store and had to do their shopping in 90 degrees.
I actually didn't know that the air conditioning was broke, but I did know there was a lot of sand problems. So I definitely want to get that reconciled.
Yeah, it jammed up and killed both of their air conditioners.
Yeah, I can't have that happening.
Better than a lean store.
Okay.
We beat him up enough?
I think so.
I guess we beat you up enough.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
This period is comment for the comments by the general public. A period devoted for comments by the general public about matters relevant to board's jurisdiction will be held. I don't know if that. Okay. No vote may be taken on the matter listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Does anybody have anything to say? Screw that.
All right, I'm Gail Marie with Happenings Newspaper. Saturday is our Health and Happiness Expo right here in the parking lot. We have 7 speakers. They'll all be speaking in here. The topics include... We have laughter as stress relief, safe electrical, happy teeth, taking a cruise, penny for thought program,
Healthy Life, Happy Life, and Attitude of Gratitude. Those will be throughout the day. We have the fire department doing a chili cook-off, and the public, for $5 a card, will be the judges. We also have a raffle with things such as an airplane ride over Sandy Valley. We have room nights, steakhouse dinners, massage, half-page added happenings, gift baskets, Olive Garden tickets, or gift certificates. Also, there's going to be what's called not just a cakewalk, so any smaller items people can win through a cakewalk. Things such as that have been donated, been like a watermelon, certain baskets of produce, some peppers, children's books, and picture frames, and there's more coming. And I think that's it for that event. It runs 10 to 3. Booths are $25 a piece. You can also trade for produce, a gift basket, baked goods, diamonds, a helicopter, a year's worth of valet electric. Just say
They sell rides in the bucket truck.
No, exactly.
What day was that?
This coming Saturday.
Okay.
So yeah, 7 presenters, and all 50 candidates that we vote for out here were invited to participate. 5 people said they think they're coming so far. And then we have on the 20th is the Senior Center Pancake Breakfast. Also at noon at 2625 Gold Avenue is a pumpkin patch where you can for free pick pumpkins, and they're doing snacks and drinks. Then on Saturday, October 27th, 8:30 a.m. at BJC Arena is the Play Date series that's been going on. The second one, Susie?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then also right here at in the parking lot will be, I think it'll be our last free giveaway of the year with clothing, toiletries, and miscellaneous items from 8 to 10 with the Salvation Army truck taking it all the way at the end. And this time, almost for sure, we will have the items that were in the closet, the store in the closet, before they close down. They want all of Sandy Valley to get that before Vegas does. That's everything.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Does the Senior Center have anything going on this month?
No, she said it all, except for coffee notes.
Except for coffee notes on Monday.
Okay. 8 to
10:30,
Senior Center. Everyone's
nothing?
Welcome.
Anybody else? Okay. Next meeting is November 13th. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.